Over 100 children who were separated from their parents after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border have wound up in facilities here in South Florida. As WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us, some local attorneys received training this week on how to help the children.
Loads of immigration-focused legal groups have been working for weeks now to help represent children separated from their parents. But Sarah Harold of Miami-based law firm Bilson Sumberg says those groups have been overwhelmed by the caseloads.
So the law firms around the country are stepping forward to say we're willing to help. If you provide us with some additional training for our lawyers, we'll pro bono assist these children because we're concerned that their rights are not being protected.
About 25 South Florida lawyers from different firms received training from the Legal Aid Society and Catholic Legal Services. They learn how to approach immigration cases, specifically when their clients are young children.
We're going to be focusing on the children that are here in Miami-Dade County.
The next step is to identify the local cases they'll be working on. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
In our coverage of the anti-government protests rocking Nicaragua, we have sometimes quoted Felix Maradiaga, a leading human rights activist there. WLRN has learned that pro-government vigilantes attacked and injured Maradiaga yesterday afternoon in the city of León. Maradiaga was reportedly taken to a hospital in the country's capital, Managua. Human rights groups estimate that police and gangs loyal to President Daniel Ortega are responsible for killing more than 300 civilians since the anti-government unrest began in April. Florida Republicans are rallying around Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court and calling on Democratic Senator Bill Nelson to not try to delay it. Republican Party of Florida Chairman Blaise Ingoglia says the party's base voters are excited about the pick, and any resistance on Nelson's part could hurt his reelection bid.
If you had a bunch of people, Democrats, Senate Democrats, Bill Nelson coming out and saying that they did not want to confirm Judge Kavanaugh just based upon that issue, that would definitely motivate a big portion of the base.
Nelson is trying to keep his seat amid a tight contest with Republican Governor Rick Scott. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.